Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and much deserved, too, richly deserved. In term of endearment, I think they mean it in an endearing way. I'm glad you're here, especially you're going to be glad you're here because our good friend Joanne Black's back. Joanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 7 years. The founder of No More Cold Calling, the author of the book No More Cold Calling, but she's got a brand spanking new book out that we've been telling you about a little bit up in the last few months. We've been sort of teasing you a little bit about it. It's out now. It's called Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Joanne Black, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations. Your book is beautiful.
Well, you know, it has a real phone on the cover, doesn't
it? I know.
It?
I love it. With a cord. You know, you're a lot younger than me, but I know you remember the cord phones. And I remember when I got my first cordless phone. For a week or two, I stood near the base, even though I didn't have to, because I did. That's what we did, right?
Right.
I didn't, even though I could have walked in the other part of the house. I walked around the base for I don't know how long till I finally said, "Wait a minute, this doesn't have a cord."
Well, that was intentional because the cord I looked as we're all connected in some
right.
way. And
right.
we need to keep, maintain, enhance those connections. So it's really important.
That's exactly right. So, all right. So why do you feel, tell us why you feel, of course, this book is focused on selling, folks. This is not where your mother, this is not where your mother says pick up the damn phone, right? Right, Joanne? This is where your customers need to hear from you. And most business is done with some kind of a human connection, isn't it?
It always has been. I mean, our best deals are because we actually had a conversation or we sat down and talked to someone. And now the technologies are so great, we can do that. So we can use the phone. We can use video, right, Skype or some other technology to mm-hmm. actually connect. And we can drive. We can get on a train. We can get on an airplane for the really most important clients. I just returned from a conference, and every person I talked to said, there is nothing like being in person.
Yeah.
And there's some reasons why. I really think that your conversations are richer, that your time isn't as constrained. You know, today, if we want to talk to a client, we send a meeting request, at least I do. Okay, you request mm-hmm. 30 minutes an hour, you agree on it. Okay, then they've got one right back of you. You don't have the same really relaxed, intense kind of conversation as you do when you're in person, and you're looking someone in the eyes.
Well, and you know what, Joanne, if folks are wondering, does this really mean anything to people anymore? Watch a football game. Watch a college football game. Watch any of the college football games. These stadiums, they're building stadiums that will hold over 100,000 people, Joanne. And when you look at them, there are people packed to the rafters, even way up in the nosebleed section, people buying tickets to go to those events to watch these little ants down on the field play around. Why wouldn't they stay home in their recliner with their remote control 5 feet away from the refrigerator where the beer is? Because they want to be with other people.
And they want the excitement of the event.
The experience.
Yes, that's right.
It's called humanity, Joanne.
Well, there's also something else that's happening today, and it's really important for us as small business owners, and that is to get a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
What's happening is that there's so much reliance on technology. Everybody's tweeting. They're posting LinkedIn updates. They're sending a barrage of email. And what we need to do is get in there and have the conversation before a prospect even knows they have a need. That's what a phone call, that's what an introduction, that's what a personal meeting will do.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And you called it a competitive advantage, and I agree with you, except I'm adding a new wrinkle to it. And this is what I talk about in my new book, Joanne, and that is what you just described to me is not so much being competitive as it is being relevant to that person. Because you've determined that that person would serve them better if you were there in person rather than sending an email. And that's the relevance factor. You cannot minimize the relevance factor as we move forward, folks. That is one of the things that has changed in recently. Joanne Black is our guest. The new book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.